What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Audio. 1, 2, 3, audio. That's me.
All right, welcome to the Audio Laboratory. My name is Garrett. That guy over there, Greg T, as you know him.
And
we got a special guest, as we call a new lab partner, sitting down with us this week. We got our friend Wes, who works in the building, who is actually a fan, has been listening.
Yes, I have.
And we appreciate it. Wes, thanks for coming by.
No problem. He's wearing all the proper stuff. He's got his lab coat on, and he's got his goggles on, and his rubber gloves.
And he's got his headphones, most important. So Wes, as you know, this is pretty much like a week in review, but audio-wise. We got a ton of stories that we talk about. Chime in whenever you want. You got nothing to say? You don't have to say anything.
But stories, I might add.
Go back to sleep. No.
Too many stories.
Wes, you see Greg T's forehead?
Yeah.
That's because I was taking a nap.
He was taking a nap at his desk. I've been ready to go now for about a half hour.
Wes.
Head on the desk? That's what it was?
Microphone, Wes?
Yeah.
Look how dirty that microphone is. I have told him to please fix that microphone. He will not fix the microphone.
Well, he can't do that.
Exactly.
Well, I told him get somebody in here that can.
No, we have to take that and there's like a little scrubbing machine.
He knows how to do it.
You know,
he knows the protocol, but yet we don't abide by it. So let's start with this. You guys fans of the game shows on TV?
I am not really a big fan of game shows. Are you?
Some of them.
I'm talking Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy.
No.
Price is Right.
Definitely not Jeopardy. Wheel of Fortune, maybe.
Wheel of Fortune is the closest thing I think all three of us can agree on that we could probably compete on at least.
Yeah.
Anything else? So there was one of those epic fails on Wheel of Fortune the other night. A woman wanted to solve the puzzle, and there was only two letters missing. Okay, so kind of picture this: the category was fun and games, and the board read doing headstands and handstands. Only two letters missing: the H's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, only two letters missing: the H's, and she had a little bit of a trouble time trying to guess that.
Pat, I'm ready to solve.
Well, then do it.
Doing headstands. Oh my God.
You got this.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Come on.
Doing headstands and bandstands.
Yeah, that is not right.
Bandstands.
Awkward.
Was it American Bandstand?
bandstand. Do you guys ever shop at CVS?
Of course we do. Wes, do you go there?
I do not know.
Never? Not
where
your
do,
pharmacy?
You
pharmacy of choice?
Target.
Target?
I'm a Target
what?
Guy.
What, yeah. What about Walgreens?
What about when you need a prescription filled?
Yeah.
I never need them.
So where do you go?
Wait, so you're saying you never had a prescription?
You don't get sick?
Back in the day, I used to, you know, my mother used to get me these, antibiotics and stuff, but never had to use them.
What? So you don't go to the doctors?
No.
Really?
No.
So what if you're sick? What if something's wrong with you?
It's usually just a cold.
What about something else as you get older? You never know.
Well, if something else is wrong, then I'll go to the doctor.
How about that for sound?
Well, if you call CVS, you know you're very familiar with this music.
Thank you for calling CVS Pharmacy.
So this has been the on-hold music at CVS for 18 years. 18 years of people, doctor's offices calling. And what do they do normally when you call? You don't get the pharmacist right away. You get put on hold listen to this. It's been driving people nuts.
Are they changing it?
They said they're finally changing it. A psychiatrist in Massachusetts wrote a letter last year about how much he hated it. Apparently, doctor's offices have to hear it a lot when they call to fill your prescriptions,
right,
obviously.
Of course. Right.
So it started the debate. CVS finally said, you know what? You're right. We're going to change it. We just got to figure out what we want to do.
All right, what'd they figure out?
They said either classic rock.
Yeah.
Or show tunes.
Show tunes? No.
But who else calls CVS besides
customers.
The doctor?
Customers.
Customers actually call CVS.
Yeah.
You want to ask them if they're still open? You want to ask them, do you have this?
Isn't that what calling the website is for? I mean,
Wes.
I would never have to call. I would never think about having to call CVS. You
know, this is kind of annoying, this music.
Thank God that you're just visiting.
It definitely is.
All right, so CVS is eventually changing something that they've been using for 18 years because the customers finally said, my problem is it's the receipts at CVS.
All right, what are our suggestions? What do we have?
Well, I don't have suggestions because they still are thinking of what suggestions to go with.
Well, let's give them a suggestion. Let's give them something.
Well, let's hear it.
Well, find something in the system. Call it up from Classic Rock. How about, let's see, Classic Rock?
No more Mr. Nice Guy?
No more Mr. Nice Guy. That's not good for hold music.
Let's
what do you got?
Let's try.
What do you got?
Let's see. Okay.
Don't Stop Believing.
It is.
Talk about this.
Ooh, Don't Stop Believing, maybe. I like that. Don't Stop Believing.
Don't Stop Believing.
Yeah, for CVS.
I don't know, man.
All right, then find something. Come on. Aerosmith? Dude Looks Like a Lady?
You're very good at finding something.
Dude Looks Like a Lady.
When I say jump, you say how high. I don't know. Can't find something
jump.
Right
this
second.
High? Jump. How high?
All right, so...
Oh, you know what song I do like? That song, and the sailor said, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Fine girl.
Right. What a good wife you would be. And my love...
You really should have stopped
the
after the garage band.
Is the sea.
Did you hear about the woman in Arizona that decided to jump over the barrier and try to take a selfie with a jaguar?
Yes.
I did hear about that, and that is ridiculous.
So she tried to take a selfie. A jaguar wasn't in the selfie mode.
Right.
And decided to try to claw at this woman. So this was from On the Scene, and we hear from a rep from the zoo in Arizona.
Right.
My mom runs up and takes her water bottle, and she shoves it through the cage near where the jaguar is, and the jaguar goes to let go of the girl, so I grab the girl by her torso and I pull her back.
People need to understand that these barriers are here, they need to respect them, and when something like this happens, it's a reminder to everyone that these are wild animals, and safety needs to be their number one concern.
They're there to look at, not to play games.
Now let's just say,
throw a jaguar a frisbee and say, go fetch.
Hypothetical question, not saying that you should.
Right.
If there was an animal that you felt that you could hop the barrier and take a selfie with.
Like an elephant.
You would take it. See, elephant would just crush you.
Yeah, right. That's why you don't want to do that.
Yes, but if you could.
If I could hop a barrier and go. But obviously, there's a barrier there for a reason. But
right.
If I could, a kangaroo.
Kangaroo. Oh,
yeah,
speaking of kangaroos, you hear about the kangaroo that.
Good day, Mike. Good day, Mike.
That beat up
Mike.
A paraglider.
Really?
Yeah. So a paraglider in Australia.
Australia?
Yes.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. And you're supposed to say oi, oi, oi.
Oi, oi, oi.
No, you go like this. You go, I say Aussie, Aussie, and you go, oi, oi, oi. Ready? Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Oi, oi, oi. There we go.
Right,
all right, so
go.
Let's go to
That's
Australia. This is a paraglider landed from a jump in Australia recently and immediately got attacked by a kangaroo. So imagine... You hate being thrown out of an airplane as it is. But
correct.
So imagine landing, being so thankful you landed, and then you get beat up by a kangaroo.
That's a bad movie.
What's up, Skip? Hey, get away.
Get away.
Ah, kangaroos.
Could you imagine that? That is so crazy.
I didn't see the story or hear the story. Is it? Did the kangaroo attack him when he was
as soon as
landing?
He landed?
When he landed, because the kangaroo
felt
threatened.
Oh, so he was already on the floor,
yeah.
But it was attacking him
probably
while he was midair,
like some type of pterodactyl, dinosaur sorts.
Wes, what kind of sound did you bring us today in the laboratory?
I didn't bring anything.
How about
you
this?
See, don't you think that a guest from now on, Garrett, if you have a guest,
he did bring
the
something.
Guest should bring a sound clip of something.
Let's go to this is what Wes brought in.
You did bring something.
Yes,
you
he
see?
Did. See?
Look at that. He's digging you out of a hole.
See,
look at that.
John Hamm actually went into the play-by-play booth for the LA Kings game the other day, and he Ooh. Actually sounds like an actual sports reporter
really?
Or newscaster, wow. whatever, broadcaster.
All right.
Challenging thing for me to get out of the ice, but I do love it. I love skating. I love this play right now, and I love that goal.
My Barbershop, how about it?
Yvonne Barbashev, fourth line, contributing so hard. God, he's a spark plug.
There you go.
There you go, Wes.
That's not bad.
Do you think you could ever get in a booth and call a game? I don't think I could.
I could not do it, no. Wes, I like to just watch it. I can't call
me,
it.
Me, you'd have to be baseball.
Baseball?
Yes.
All right, so again, call a play. Here comes the pitch. Start with the pitch.
I don't know what.
Well, you go. The pitcher looks down. He gets the signs from the catcher. He doesn't like it. He shakes him off.
Here's the windup.
Here's the windup. He's locked in. And the pitch.
It's high.
Boom! I see mine is a home run. Home run!
Yeah, no. Change the channel.
There it goes. See ya.
All right, so we know
it's great.
We know Kate Beckinsale and Pete Davidson are an item and a couple, I guess you could say. And the meme has gone around of them sitting at the Ranger game making out, and everybody started jumping on the fact that Pete Davidson is at least 20 years younger
yes.
than Kate Beckinsale. So Pete Davidson took to Weekend Update to clear up the air about if those who are curious about the age difference
Wait,
between...
I do have to say, I think that, you know, older women, they know what they want. They don't mess around. Older women are like, let's not go to the hockey game. Just come on over, let's do it, and call it a day. That's what they want. That's what older women want.
So the age you are right now would make it around someone in their 60s.
That is not true. You know, dude, don't make fun. Don't make me come over there and bash your head in.
All right, Hulk Hogan, hold on. So this is Pete Davidson talking about the age difference between him and Kate Beckinsale and those who have a problem with it.
Is there anything else you want to talk about? Just anything else going on?
No, I don't think so.
Uh-huh. Not like a new girlfriend situation at all, Pete?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. There's a problem. I love working with audio, and then when you click on something else, let's play that one more time. So a little hiccup in here. I blame Greg T. He's not here to defend himself, so he can get away with it.
Is there anything else you want to talk about? Just anything else going on?
No, I don't think so.
Uh-huh. Not like a new girlfriend situation at all, Pete?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Apparently people have a crazy fascination with our age difference, but it doesn't really bother us. But then again, I'm new to this. So if you have questions about a relationship with a big age difference, just ask Leonardo DiCaprio, Jason Statham, Michael Douglas, Richard Gere, Jeff Goldblum, Scott Disick, Dane Cook, Derek Jeter, Bruce Willis, Harrison Ford, Tommy Lee, Alec Baldwin, Sean Penn, and whoever the president of France is, Mel Gibson, Billy Joel, Mick Jagger, Sylvester Stallone, Eddie Murphy, Kelsey Grammer, Larry King, Rod Stewart, and Donald Trump.
Pete Davidson, everyone.
You're going down, Chad.
Pretty much every person he just named is an older guy dating a younger woman, and no one gives them crap. Now, Wes, you're in a relationship. Are older, younger?
Who she is a few years older than me.
Okay, but like, do you think if it was reverse, people would give you more crap? Like that? Why are you dating someone so younger than you?
No, because it's usually with guys. Like, guys love it when the girl's much younger.
Right.
Or everyone looks at it like, oh my god.
Hence all those names that Pete Davidson just said. But since Pete Davidson's on the younger side of this relationship, everyone's giving Kate Beckinsale crap that she's dating a younger guy. And not the high fives that normal people would give the guys for dating younger. It's just one of those hypocritical, like...
The 20 years, it is a lot.
It is.
It's hard to get past.
Well, it is, but I think you find common ground, obviously, in the relationship somehow, outside of just doing it. And, it's just weird. I find it weird that if this was reverse, people would be like, oh. But since it's not, everybody's like, oh. Whatever. Did you hear about the plane, Wes, from Saudi Arabia to Malaysia? They had a return. Do you know why they returned to the gate?
No.
If you were to guess why the plane had a return to the gate, you've been on planes before, right?
Someone dropped a deuce in a bathroom?
Okay, we'll go with deuce in the bathroom. No, how about woman forgetting her baby at the terminal?
Oh.
So a woman walks on the plane, sits down, puts her, bag in the overhead compartment, maybe gets herself settled, breaks out her iPad, maybe we're about to watch a movie, and goes, oh, crap, I forgot my baby. So this is what the pilot was calling into air traffic control. Air traffic control had no idea what was going on. Greg T, we're talking about
woman back in the laboratory.
The woman who left the baby at the airport terminal right before the plane took off, and she tried to get the plane to stop.
Totally ridiculous. You know, here's the thing. How do you leave your baby behind? I don't understand that. I understand there's a lot going on.
Well,
get it.
You have problems with flying. You don't like flying that much.
No, okay, fine. I do not like flying, so my mind is a little off. Okay, fine.
So let's just say your mind is off, and maybe not your kid, but I could see you forgetting a bag.
It is a baby, a child.
Right.
You have no excuses for leaving your baby behind.
All right, so let's go to the air traffic control talking to the pilot.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Nobody.
So the A32 from the switch.
Good.
Sir, confirm you are returning back to the gate? Confirm reason, please.
One passenger, she left her baby in the terminal and she refused to continue the flight.
Okay, Roger, left her baby in the terminal. Allah, Mr. Ajadid.
If you were to believe that, if someone were to tell you that, there was no way you would believe it, but it actually happened where she left the baby and the plane turned around, made a U-turn on the tarmac to go get the baby.
Crazy.
Maybe the baby didn't want to go on the plane.
Right.
All right. So we all know that everybody has their smart services, Siri, Alexa. Now there is a new genderless voice called Q, like Alexa and Siri, but neither male nor female. It's launched by a startup company like Kickstarter, was created using voices of people who identify as non-binary, meaning people who don't identify exclusively as male or female. This is what Q sounds like.
Wes, that's what non-binary means, Wes.
Okay. Hi, I'm Q, the world's first genderless voice assistant. Think of me like Siri or Alexa, but neither male nor female. I'm created for a future where we are no longer defined by gender, but rather how we define ourselves. My voice was recorded by people who neither identify as male nor female, and then altered to sound gender neutral, putting my voice between 145 and 175 hertz, a range defined by audio researchers. But for me to become a third option for voice assistants, I need your help. Share my voice with Apple, Amazon, Google, and Microsoft, and together we can ensure that technology recognizes us all.
I think genderless voice could work, actually, as opposed to having a male or female, because I'm tired of Siri.
Listen, I get it. I really do. But I do think that we are just overthinking, you know, I mean, down to now the computer voice.
It's a computer, so it really doesn't need to be a man or a woman at the end of the day. It's a computer.
Why?
Computers aren't people.
I want it to be a man or a woman.
Because you have that mentality. Open your mind on this one.
I have an open mind. I just think, you know, why? Why do we have to argue everything and make it all PC all the way down?
Give the option. Put the option.
They should have just put it in there.
Exactly.
I don't think they need like a whole, like, oh, we want to push this. Let's do this. Let's get this in there.
So this company's pretty much just saying, hey, give us the option.
Voice or a female voice is offensive to
not that it's offensive.
One or the other. I mean, it's, I don't know.
But if you identify with being binary,
right?
Why not have a voice that represents you?
What voice do you have on your Siri right now?
I just think that we have gotten so PC on things that we now have to even debate a computer voice, and that a computer voice needs to be non-gender.
All right.
It's just so much. It's just opinion. It's just an opinion.
Let's move on. All right.
It doesn't make or break me, just for the record. It doesn't make or break me. If it is, it is. Whatever, whatever. And I'm fine with it. I am fine. I'm just saying, I don't know why we have to continue to live in this super duper delicate PC world where everything is just so like vanilla.
All right, let's go to this. So
Garrett is not jumping on this topic.
Because I believe in the fact of having the option of being there. That's all.
Are you using the male or the female voice on your Siri?
I haven't changed it. So whatever Siri is,
the female
voice
that it came with, you?
I have the regular voice. Yeah,
so I changed it to the male one.
Oh, you see? All right, see, I did not change it. I was fine with the woman voice. Yeah. That didn't bother me.
I don't know. But I guess because I've been using the voice for such a while, I just want something different.
Wes was very bothered. That's why he's very bothered.
Well, that's why you change it, because you use it for so long, you can only hear Siri so many times before you go, all right, see you later.
Are we going to end up giving Wes a gift when he leaves?
Yeah, why not? Do you have a parting gift?
We should. Right here. How about second act
with Jennifer Lopez.
With Jennifer Lopez.
The newly engaged?
On Blu-ray and DVD.
All right. So
free advertising.
If they're not paying for that. Now, if I say I have a story coming out of Florida, what do you think the headline would be?
A stupid news story about a burglar that got caught because they left their wallet at the house that they were burglarizing.
All right, Wes, story coming out of Florida where the craziest stories do happen. What do you think the story is about?
Alligator attack or something.
Alligator attack. Very good, very good. I would normally go with an animal of sorts, but...
What is the difference between an alligator and a crocodile?
I don't know.
Go ask Siri.
Oh, hold on a second. Let me go ask Siri about this. I'm not sure. I was just thinking about the other day. The difference between a crocodile and a
You were
alligator.
Really thinking about this the other day?
I was thinking about it. I really was. Wait. Siri, what is the difference between an alligator and a crocodile? Okay.
I found alligator and crocodile.
Okay. It says, all she said was that she found an article on it. Here it is. An alligator is a crocodile in the... Oh, God, somebody's trying to call me now. 011-222-366. What? Come on.
Oh, that's...
This is going to be great.
Take it.
All right, let's see who this is. Hello?
Asama.
Asama. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay, good. Great.
All right, all right.
This is the kind of messages. This is why we don't even need phones anymore.
So let's go to Florida.
Stupidity.
A 47-year-old woman in a trailer park in Florida shot her boyfriend in the chest with a shotgun last Wednesday for snoring too loudly.
You know what? That can really piss somebody off.
He's fine.
Can't sleep.
And she says it was an accident, but was arrested for attempted murder. And of course, they talk to the neighbors. And when you talk to the neighbors are like, they're the perfect neighbors. I can
My
never...
question is, how are you fine if somebody shoots you in the chest with a shotgun?
Well, you miss the things that keep you alive. I don't know. Let's go to the neighbors.
But the shotgun...
It's so stupid, so bizarre that I can't imagine that kind of behavior.
To hear that it was over him snoring is kind of shocking. It's kind of crazy. that's crazy. I don't care how mad you are. You shouldn't be grabbing a gun unless your life's threatened.
We actually have audio of her. We have audio of him snoring and why she...
Let's hear it.
Sound familiar?
I was just going to say, Garrett, I do believe that you are making fun of me by playing sound of myself snoring.
You do realize how annoying that sounds, right?
Yes, I do realize that, but I also realize that if you press a trigger of a shotgun, your shotgun shells that explode, you cannot survive being shot in the chest
by
a shotgun.
You think they're lying?
I don't think it was a shotgun then. It had to be a different kind of a gun.
Oh, because...
There's no way. A shotgun shell, it expands.
All right.
The pellets all...
Right.
Yeah, they spread, yeah.
Exactly. So you would destroy, you'd be dead.
Well, let's calm out because I think you're a little stressed out. So Matthew McConaughey...
I am not stressed.
Yes, you are.
I am not stressed.
Has a new gig where he is reading bedtime stories on a new app called Calm.
I think Matthew McConaughey is real cool, by the way.
Well, let's listen in.
He's one of my absolute favorite actors of all time. I'm not even kidding you.
To Calm.
Yep.
Well, hello there.
Hello.
What's up, bro?
I'm Matthew McConaughey. All right. Tonight, I'll be reading a special sleep story called Wonder.
Wonder. Yeah, bro.
Before we begin,
okay,
as you settle in under the covers with your head easing into the pillow and your body sinking into the mattress, I'd like you to let your mind drift with me for just a minute. Let's ask the question.
What kind of car?
How often do we ponder the depth
Lincoln.
Of the present moment? The one we're in. I mean, how often do we really feel what's happening within and around us?
I like it.
In the car.
Allowing ourselves to be moved, to be inspired.
Whiskey.
To be filled with gratitude for the mystery and the beauty
this would put me
of this
sleep.
Universe.
Like in a good way.
And of this life.
I would buy anything that Matthew McConaughey sells.
I think you wouldn't snore if you listen to Matthew McConaughey.
That is not true. What other actor would you buy their product if they are pushing because you like them so much? Come on.
What about you?
I would buy a Lincoln from Matthew McConaughey. I would buy anything that he's selling. I think the dude is super cool, man. That's who I want to be. I want to be Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
I want to have a scruffy beard like that and drive a cool car.
You've tried to grow a beard, though. It doesn't work.
I want to be like Matthew McConaughey. That's what when I come back in a different life, I want to come back looking like Matthew McConaughey.
What if you come back like Matthew McConaughey, but you're you?
No. I want to be Matthew McConaughey. I like Matthew McConaughey. I want to look like him. I want to dress like him.
But you would know that if you came back as Matthew McConaughey because you're someone else.
You're right. That's a good question. You know, that's something we really got to dissect here in the library.
You got to
in the laboratory.
You got to understand that. That's why I said if you were to come back,
you wouldn't even know.
You would look like Matthew McConaughey,
right?
But you would still be you then you would realize how cool.
I would take that. Just if I look like Matthew McConaughey, I'm fine with that too.
And his brain.
Well, I don't think he has that much of a brain left. He smoked a lot of dope.
Way to offend him.
Well, I'm just saying, all right. He knows.
So this was going viral all week.
Oh,
so,
yeah, wah.
All right. So Chris Evans was ranking his favorite Frito-Lay chips in order.
Yes.
So I'm going to give you the chips. We'll rank them in order, then we'll listen to some audio. So we got Cheetos, Fritos, Cool Ranch Doritos, Nacho Cheese Doritos, Lay's Barbecue, and Lay's Original.
That's a lot. Let's
Cheetos, Fritos, Cool Ranch, both cheese.
Let's ask our guest, Wes, how did you rank them?
I like Doritos first.
Dorito, which one?
The regular.
All right, so cheese?
Right.
Yeah.
Cheese,
then the Cool Ranch.
Cool Ranch after that?
Oh, Cool Ranch sucks.
No.
Hate Cool Ranch.
And then after that?
I guess it would be the probably Fritos. No, I'm sorry. Cheetos and Fritos and then the plain Lay's.
And then barbecue last?
Yeah.
Barbecue last?
See, I like Doritos, and then I like the Cheetos, and then I would put the regular potato chips in there just to kind of break it up a little bit. Then I would go with barbecue potato chips, and then I would go with, the Fritos. Yeah, I'm not a big Frito guy. And then I would go to ranch Doritos dead last because I cannot stand ranch-flavored Doritos.
Well, I know out of this list, I would put Fritos last because if you have to dip it into a chip, it's really not a chip.
I don't even like the blue packaging on the ranch Doritos.
Well, all right, so friends started talking about this, so this is a bunch of guys arguing over this exact same thing we just did.
You ready for this? Doritos, Cheetos, barbecue, Fritos, Lay's.
Y'all ain't hood enough. That's you got, start. Y'all ain't hood. You start right here with Doritos.
Yes, okay.
Then you go to Cheeto. Any cheese product already in the hood starts it off, right? Okay. So two cheeses. Then Frito, out of respect to your grandmother.
Yes. Fritos third. You pick Fritos when barbecue and Cool Ranch are still available.
Yeah,
cool ranch.
These are super basic. Nobody likes Cool
People
Ranch.
People like Cool
yo.
Ranch.
Hey, give me hidden Cletus.
People like Cool Ranch. I'm with Wes. I like Cool Ranch.
It's good.
Why don't you
like Cool Ranch?
Why? I don't like the flavor of it. I don't like the chalkiness on my fingers. And I can't stand the blue-colored Dorito bag. I don't like it.
It turns me off. So we're all grown adults here. We all pay bills.
That's correct. I do.
Do you get electric bills every month?
Electric bills, yes, I do.
Wes?
Yes?
Did you hear about the guy from New York, Tommy Straub? His electric bill came, and it was $38 million.
What?
I had assumed it was a problem. The $74 had turned into the pay field into $37 million or so, and I tried to change it. And I, you know, was highlighting it, trying to backspace it, refresh the page. Nothing worked.
Tommy didn't panic. He tweeted, "Hey, Con Edison, I own a 600-square-foot apartment in Astoria, Queens. I do not own the entirety of Manhattan Island. This is insane. Fix it."
Should your first step have been to contact Con Ed directly instead of via tweet?
I think so, but it probably at my, you know, and people who are my age or 27 or so, I just figured, you know what, I'll send them a tweet and I'll see if they direct message me in the morning. It's not fun for me to go through a Twitter timeline with thousands of tweets or thousands of responses, people telling me that I'm lying. He said he's very sorry, you know, Con Ed apologized. They said, "You do not owe us $37 million. And they assured me that there was no issue.
Now, I get he should have called Con Ed right away, the electric company. But when you call these companies, and I think you guys can agree and anyone listening, you get the robot. and the robot takes forever just to get to a human.
That's correct. And then once you're put on hold, you have hold music, and you don't want to listen to that either.
Right.
So therefore,
like CBS.
Right. Therefore, you go take it right to Twitter.
All right. All right. So we know from CPR that the song "Staying Alive" is the perfect song to go in rhythm with when you're doing CPR on someone that needs it.
Yes.
Did you know?
Have you ever had to do CPR on a real person?
Yes.
Really? On a real person?
Yeah, I was a lifeguard.
Oh, get out of here.
Yep.
That's a bucket list for me.
Would you want that?
Well, why not? No, it's not that I want it.
On your bucket list, so that's something you want to do.
I would like to...
Which means someone is on the border of possibly dying.
I don't want that to happen, but wouldn't you really want to try CPR in a real person? Like, be in a situation where like you're like, oh my God, I have to try this?
No.
No.
Why?
I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
You see, you're not thinking abstractly about this bucket list.
I don't think you are.
No, but you're thinking about a bucket list like, I would like to jump out of an airplane.
And you want to give someone CPR.
Well, that's something that you're not ever going to really do all the time.
And there's no guarantee that that person will survive.
But it's just like, it's like robbing a bank, you know? Like, you're not going to rob
a bank. Again, another thing I don't want to do.
It could be on your bucket list.
That's on your bucket list.
Is that on your bucket list?
Yes, it is. It is. That is.
Wouldn't you think it'd be a cool rush to, like, have to be running in there with, like, some guns a-blazing, and you're like, give me the money, you know?
Okay,
so try to get away?
People are in there. People are in the bank.
I don't want to shoot anybody. I'm not
going to
shoot anybody.
I love how you have stipulations to this when, in the reality, it's never going to happen like that.
It's just the fact of feeling like I have got a loaded gun, and I'm going to run into a bank and go, give me the money! You know, like, what is that like? Do I get the money? Do I not get the money? Am I going to get arrested? Am I going to be in my car? Will there be a car chase? There's all kinds of things. You're like, wow, this is a cool bucket list. I mean, not everybody could say they had a car chase with police officers.
Chase with a police officer,
after running
too.
Into a bank yelling, give me your money. I mean, it's a bucket list right there. You cannot deny that's a bucket list.
That is not a bucket list.
What do you mean?
That's not bucket list.
You're never going to get a chance to do that.
That's like a non-bucket list bucket list.
Listen, there's so many other things. Like, wouldn't you
ever caught? Do you get caught, yes or no?
Do I get caught?
Yeah.
Well, in my dream, hopefully, no, I get away. I plant the car somewhere and I get out and then I hide. You ever seen some of these police chases? Like, they get out and they start running. Why would you do that? You want to get out.
Well, you were in a marathon.
No, but you want to get out where, like, you can hide in, like, a bush or something where, like, they can never find you. That's what you want to do. You want to, like, hide behind, like, a pillar where they can't see your body. And they're looking around, like, where'd you go? Where'd you go? And then you're hiding. Like, that's what you got
to
do.
So you've walked into a bank before just on an average day.
Yeah.
And to, you know, do whatever you have to do in the bank. And you've thought about, what if I were to do this one day?
Yeah, what would that be like?
So you're actually in a bank thinking about robbing a bank.
No, but I'm not really.
You're not actually going to do it. I get it.
I'm not
going to
do that.
But you've had the thoughts about robbing a bank while in a bank.
How could you not? You never thought about that? You never thought about, like, going to a grocery store and stealing?
No.
What?
What is with you?
It's a bucket list that you're never going to do, but wouldn't it be neat to just try it?
The non-bucket list bucket list.
But you don't hurt anybody and nobody gets hurt. You just, like, kind of do it.
So you rather scare people with your gun as you go into a bank.
My bucket list would say, like, it'd be cool to try it, but you're never going to get it. You're never going to do it because sane people are never going to do that. So I'm never going to go do it, but wouldn't it be cool if you could do it? They should have the police should have like.
Do you
an
have
exercise.
More? Do you have more on this non-bucket list?
What
bucket list?
What I do think is that the police should run a program where anybody that wants to try to rob a bank can do it on one day and at like a certain place. So they're standing by just to make sure nobody gets hurt. And they're like, all right, how'd that feel? And you're like, oh man, that was awesome. I ran in there and they were like, ah! And you're like, give me your effing money, man! And they jumped and they were screaming. And you're like, oh my God! But then, and that's it. And then you got in your car, like, all right, I'll see you later. And then you go home. Like, you just got that feeling out of your.
You just want the rush. You don't want the consequences.
Right. I don't want any consequences. I want nobody getting hurt. I want nobody nothing. I want everybody to laugh about it at the end. It's just a feeling of, like, what would it be like to actually run in there with, like, a mask? And, you know, and you're like, you can't see me. Put your hands up and give me all your money.
You've really thought about this.
I'm going to blast this place. You know?
Wes, you're very quiet. Or is it more shock?
I don't know what to say.
But you see these movies all the time.
It's a movie.
Yeah, but don't you want to, like...
I've watched The Town. I don't think about robbing Fenway Park.
What did you ever think about, like, can I crawl inside my neighbor's house, like in his window, and like break in and like steal a TV? But you give it back to him later on. But like the fact that you like, you know, you get in there, you're ding, 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 ding,
right,
ding,
so,
ding,
so,
and then
well,
you crawl
he does
in.
Steal from Scary's apartment. Yeah, I know you, that. You, I did hear that.
Well,
the
that's
other day.
Fun. That's fun, right?
Well, you know what you could do, Greg?
No, you don't think about that?
Here's what you could do.
But you don't think about going and crawling through somebody's window, like your neighbor's house?
Maybe this is a thing.
And stealing jewelry? But you'll give it back. But you just wanted to see what that was like.
So, you know, escape rooms are a thing.
No,
escape rooms.
I know, but it's not fun, escape room.
But you tailor it to what you're describing right now.
I don't know. It's not fun. Escape rooms aren't fun. You have to figure out a code.
But no. Don't think of the escape room. Think of everything you just described.
Well, wait, what about running on the baseball field during a game and messing up the whole entire game and maybe sliding into second base?
That would be fun.
See, Wes is
that's
there.
That's different, though.
See, well, no, that's breaking
you're not
the law.
Scaring anyone.
Yeah, you are. You're scaring the players. You're going to get arrested.
They don't care. You ever seen them?
They have bats.
Listen to me. There are people that are like,
and they're
oh my
much
God,
bigger.
That's a crazy person right there. And you're about to get arrested. You know you're going to jail. And the police are going to thump on you. They're really going to kill you there.
Question, do you do a clothed or naked?
Dude, who knows? I guess I would
right
do
now, right see, now, we're seeing.
He would do naked.
No,
I could see him running out there naked.
No, but I'm going to slide the second, so I'm going to slide with my clothes on. I'm not sliding with my when all my jingle jangles getting scraped up on the ground. I wouldn't do that.
You would make more of an impression and go viral if you're naked.
No, I don't think you go viral anymore. Well, maybe, but if you're naked, maybe. I just think that would be cool. Like, what about running on the football field when the play is actually
that
happening?
That is the dumbest thing ever.
Wait, but like, so Eli Manning's dropping back and to throw the ball, and you run to where that ball is going to be, and then you catch it, and then you get killed. They tackle you on the field. Bucket list right there.
Well, yeah, those guys would actually tackle you,
right.
And you would be concussed.
Amazing. That would be an amazing bucket list right there.
All
for
right.
Sure.
Well,
what about stealing a Zamboni at a hockey game and just driving it wildly all on the ice?
Well, you can't. It's not like a
boards.
Getaway car.
You're
stuck on the ice.
Right, but what a
where are you going?
Well, what an amazing bucket list! Like
you steal.
Force,
all right, so let's play this
you
out.
Force you force the driver off. You're on the Zamboni.
You steal a Zamboni.
Yeah, and you're like just driving it.
Unlike a getaway car, you can get away somewhere.
Yeah, but this one, right? You just smash it into the boards, and all the people are screaming.
So you smash it into the boards. Then what happens?
And then the thing like rams into the board and it breaks. I don't know. And then you get off, and then you try to run off the ice like before they can get you. That's a cool bucket list.
I was just curious on what the top speed on those things are. 9.7 miles an hour.
Yeah. 9.7.
You're not going anywhere.
Right, well, but they're going to try to get to you while you're on there. And you're
they
like,
could outrun you. A human can run faster than 9 miles an hour.
There's so many things that you're never going to be able to do ever, but you
want
to try.
There's a reason for
things.
It.
What about like going to you run into a mattress store and you just get on a mattress and you start jumping and then you go from the next mattress to the next one, and then they're all looking at you like, what are you doing? You're crazy. And you're just jumping, 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 jumping. Then you jump back onto the floor and you run out of the store. Bucket list.
You got a weird bucket
list. You never wanted to go do that?
All right, let's go.
What about running into a food store and taking a ginormous zucchini and yelling, go long for a pass, and then you throw the zucchini, and then you like just tip over a gigantic table full of like strawberries, and they blast all over the floor, and then you walk out.
No.
Bucket list.
All right, schools are now putting Staying Alive from the Bee Gees on the back burner when it comes to teaching kids CPR.
Yeah.
They found a new song because if you're using CPR, it's 100 to 120 beats per minute. Where you have to find the song that you could do it to and to keep tempo when you are giving someone CPR, Greg T.
What Avenger. Song is it?
They now found a new song that is 115 beats per minute, and it goes a little something like this.
That's not a good song.
No.
Ow, ow, ow.
Listen, this is.
No.
So someone flatlines, you give CPR.
Yeah.
Baby Shark. Baby Shark is 115 beats per minute.
Baby Shark, 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 shark. Baby Shark, 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 shark.
Baby Shark,
baby shark.
I like this.
Mommy
Shark, 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 shark.
Mommy Shark.
Gotta take a shark.
Mommy
Shark.
Sharded. Mommy Shark.
Sharded.
Grandma Shark.
Sharded.
Grandma Shark.
Sharded. hate sharts.
Yes.
I sharted the other day. I had to fart, and I tried to push it out. And a little
Where were you?
I was at home. I was doing work in my office.
So you're at home, and you can't go to the bathroom?
Nah, I just tried to fart, and a little duty came out. And it, like, squirted between my cheeks.
All right, so we've
heard... When I pulled my pants down to go to the bathroom, I could see it. It was, like duty in my underwear.
That is disgusting. Yeah. We've all heard about the college admission scandal over the last 2 days, where celebrities and very wealthy rich people have cheated the system to get their children into schools that they couldn't get into by themselves. It's interesting, though, because Lori Loughlin, who plays Aunt Becky on Full House, her daughter is a, quote-unquote, Instagram influencer, and... had this to say on Instagram prior to being caught for what her mom did.
So I'll be going to college and I'll still be working on YouTube. With work, it's going to be hard. Like my first week of school, I'm leaving to go to Fiji for work. And then I'll be in New York a bunch this year for work and traveling to a different country because I'm creating something with this country and that's for work. So I don't know how much of school I'm going to attend, but I'm going to go in and talk to my deans and everyone and hope that I can try and balance it all. But I do want the experience of like game days, partying.
Oh my God.
I don't really care about school, as you guys all know.
Right, see? So she doesn't care about school, so she wants to go to the dean and see how she can work it out because she's going to go do something in Fiji.
Yeah, for her YouTube page.
This is the problem.
Do you think they knew, these kids knew what their parents were doing?
Oh, shoot. I got to call. What? I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm gonna say, I just got a bad text message.
That's fine.
Do something. What now?
Do you think these kids knew what their parents were doing?
I do. I think they knew and they didn't care. That's what I think.
They definitely knew.
Here's a bucket list. Wouldn't you want to go walk over to your boss and just go, hey, F you, I ain't coming in right now. Wouldn't you want to do that?
I dare you.
No, I would never.
I dare you.
I would never.
All right, we'll wrap it up as Greg T finishes doing whatever he's doing. Let's see. What are your thoughts so far? Any comments?
I like it.
All right. You hear about the homeless kid? So we're talking about college and the scams. This kid from Jersey City got accepted into 17 colleges, not because his parents paid, because he was smart enough. And he happens to be homeless. He's a member of the Honor Society. His family moved from Trinidad when he was 7. He has a twin brother with a serious heart condition. The kid's got a lot of things going on in his life. Parents didn't cheat the system. He did it all on his own and now accepted into 17 colleges. So this is Dylan Chaddick, right? Yeah.
NGCU, Ramapo, and Albright. I have to have a lot of determination. There's been a lot of people saying they're not going to achieve this, and me getting these acceptance letters kind of verifies what I've been saying, that I can do it and I will do it.
It's been hard financially. We've been homeless.
Putting herself out there like that basically made me more determined to never let us get back in that situation again.
She's a great example of doing all that's necessary to help her children.
The college in New Jersey, I haven't heard back yet, but that's my top score right now.
You go to college, Wes?
I did a little community college.
Little community?
I went
4 years. We're out of university. I got accepted into 3 schools. I probably applied to about 6. So after the scandal, it makes me think, did I get screwed over based on my poor grades, or the fact that I didn't grease the wheel to get in? You got to think that. I mean, let's see. Do you hear the story about AirPods could give you brain cancer?
No, and I use them all the time.
Well, let's go to The Daily Show just from the other night to see what they had to say.
250 scientists from over 40 countries have signed a petition to warn against radio wave radiation from wireless technologies. Experts warn the close proximity of wireless headphones like AirPods, especially the fact that one has to communicate through the other right through your brain, that could cause some serious health risk. The radiation they emit has been linked to cancer, though, in some cases.
AirPods might give you brain cancer. Whew. Still better than having to untangle wires. I mean,
it's true.
But they've always said that with cell phones, too.
They say it with cell phones. But the thing, as I've learned with these tests, is they talk to one specific doctor, and then this doctor might not be the top doctor. He's just a doctor in the field. So they use it as, this is the official spokesperson for doctors who deal with brain cancer. Mm. And then they run with it, and then they make a story out of it. And then Apple, the only good thing about this is AirPod sales could be, the price could be lowered.
That's true.
And then I might be able to afford them. let's see. That's pretty much it. I mean, crazy people, people eating boogers. More stuff from the college. Oh, Jerky Boys. Did you listen to Jerky Boys growing up?
Yes.
All right, so the Jerky Boys have a new album of prank calls. This is pretty much where Phone Taps got started from. It was prior. Jerky Boys pretty much started the whole prank phone call, recording it and making money off of it. Unfortunately, one half of the Jerky Boys is back, the guy who does Frank Rizzo and Jack Torres. You can listen to the first call. It's called Frank's Braces.
Hello, this is Danielle from Heretic Dental Clinics.
What happened?
To the dental clinic, dentistry, and we received your inquiry.
Yeah.
How may I help you?
Yeah, I gotta have my teeth straightened out.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all crooked, you know what I'm saying?
Of course. If some teeth are crooked, we usually recommend braces.
Well, you know, I tried once, I made my own braces out of some little pieces of wood and some metal, and they tore up the side of my face. So maybe there's another way you can use this polymer or rubber if you bounce around and you're closing your jaw.
But I don't think it's an option in our clinic.
Well, of course it's an option. I made it myself. You can buy it down at the local hardware store.
Yeah, perfect.
I'll see you then, and we'll get those braces in my mouth and on my legs.
Sounds good. Have a nice day, then.
All right, sounds good. All right, brother.
Bye-bye.
I miss the Jerky Boys. I mean, that was, I remember being like fourth, fifth grade and kind of sneaking it because it was one of those things where you weren't supposed to listen to it because it was naughty.
You could buy it on tape or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You bought it on tape and eventually CDs, and then they went away. And I guess just like everything else in entertainment, it says, hey, we stopped making money. Time to make some more money. Let's go.
But that wasn't as funny.
It wasn't that good. No. They're back. Maybe that's just a tease of stuff. Why put out your best effort? I don't know. I'm making excuses for no reason. And we'll end on this. So you watched The Fresh Prince growing up?
Yes.
Wes? Me too. Loved it. Now, this is kind of interesting. So this isn't actually a show just yet. The Fresh Prince is a show, but someone put this out on YouTube. It's a trailer they put together by themselves with a bunch of friends showing what if The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air would be a drama. So Fresh Prince of Bel-Air with Will Smith, comedy.
Right.
What if it was a drama? This trailer, if you get to see it, go watch it. You can look for it on YouTube called, I believe, Bel-Air. But this is the audio from the trailer, and I'm into this show.
Look at you. The only reason why you're not in jail is because Uncle Phil called in a favor.
You throw this? You're stupid.
You are carrying a gun on the streets to protect yourself? I've done my best, Will. But it's time for a change. You're going to Bel-Air to live with your uncle and your auntie.
Will, I will not bail you out again. In this house, I'm not Uncle Phil. I'm the law. Have I made myself absolutely clear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Will, what brings you to Bel-Air?
I got caught with a gun.
How are we related again?
Shut up, Carlton.
He's from the streets of Philadelphia. Will needs discipline.
Just a little time. Just a little time and a little love. We are what he needs.
Why don't you go back to Philly? Born and raised, right?
You think I would ever want to be in this life?
You're not welcome, Will.
This is fake.
Wherever you're from,
this is fake. You didn't do anything to earn this. I never had nothing.
My life ain't a sitcom, I guess. I don't even feel like I belong here.
Just give it some time. Everything happens for a reason.
I'm in.
It sounds like a TNT drama.
It sounds like the show that's going to replace Empire once it gets canceled due to all the craziness that's going on in that show. There's a change.org petition going around for Netflix to at least consider even looking at it. So be on the lookout. We probably heard of it before it even becomes anything. So that is that. Wes, I appreciate you stopping by,
being a part of it.
Use this to further your podcast career because people listen. And thank you for listening. Greg T stepped out of the room, but you know we're closing it out because if we wait for him, we'll be here all day. So, all right, we'll end with that. All right, thank you for listening on iHeartRadio. This is the Audio Laboratory. My name is Garrett. That's Wes. Greg T says bye, but he's nowhere to be seen. We'll talk to you very, very soon. Hopefully next week.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Tuesday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.